But Susanna was looking at him, the eyes below the clamp of the hood feverish, bright with understanding. Seeing them, I say true. She spoke a single word, and in a moment of inexplicable but perfectly reliable intuition, Roland understood the word came not from Susanna, but from Mia. Yet it was also the voice of the beam, a force perhaps sentient enough to understand how seriously it was threatened and to want to protect itself. Chasset was the word Susanna spoke. He heard it in his head, because they were Ka-Tet and An-Tet. He also saw it form soundlessly on her lips as she looked up toward the place where they floated, onlookers at something that was happening in some other where and when, at this very moment. The hawk-headed Taheen looked up, perhaps following her gaze, perhaps hearing the chimes with its preternaturally sharp ears. Then the doctor lowered his forceps and thrust them beneath Mia's gown. She shrieked, Susanna shrieked with her, and as if Roland's essentially bodiless being could be pushed away by the force of those combined screams like a milkweed pod lifted and carried on a gust of October wind, the gunslinger felt himself rise violently, losing touch with this place as he went, but holding on to that one word. It brought with it a brilliant memory of his mother leaning over him as he lay in bed. In the room of many colors this had been, the nursery. And of course now he understood the colors he'd only accepted as a young boy, accepted as children barely out of their clouts accept everything, with unquestioning wonder, with the unspoken assumption that it's all magic. The windows of the nursery had been stained glass, representing the bends of the rainbow, of course. He remembered his mother leaning toward him, her face pied with that lovely, various light, her hood thrown back, so he could trace the curve of her neck with the eye of a child, it's all magic, and the soul of a lover. He remembered thinking how he would court her and win her from his father, if she would have him. How they would marry and have children of their own, and live forever in that fairy tale kingdom called the All-Aglow.